Welcome. Good evening. I'd like to make a few announcements before tonight's event about upcoming events. Next Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, the Poetry Center will be sponsoring a reading by the winners of the annual student poetry contest. That's going to be held in Kiva Auditorium in the Education Building. That's a change in location, so everybody make a note of that. Let's see, what else is coming up? The following Wednesday, April 10th, Alan Dugan will be reading here, a senior statesman of the poetry anti-establishment, not to be missed. And on Tuesday, April 16th, an event which is not scheduled in our spring flyer, there'll be a reading by Sandra Cisneros. That will be 7:30, Tuesday, April 16th, again in Kiva Auditorium in the Education Building. And in this season of frantic poetry events, one must not forget the Tucson Poetry Festival, which will be running next weekend, April 5th through 7th, and will feature Allen Ginsberg, Ann Waldman, Amiri Baraka, Joy Harjo, and Cynthia Hoag, among others. Tonight I'm very pleased to be able to introduce to you Lorna D. Cervantes. She began writing poetry, I found out during her visit, when she was 8 years old, went into a poetic frenzy in her adolescence, writing 5 poems a day while she was in high school. Her first book, Emplumada, was published in 1981 by the University of Pittsburgh Press. That was a book that explored her experience growing up in San Jose, California, as a Chicana and Native American woman. It will tell you something about her focus and determination at an early age to know that the powerful poem in that book, Beneath the Shadow of the Freeway, was a work that she started when she was 17 and finished when she was 20. She had the courage to walk away from her poetry for 5 years to study for a PhD at the University of California at Santa Cruz in the History of Consciousness program. She also has found time to establish a press, the Mango Press, which she started in 1976, which has published a very notable series of chapbooks by Chicano writers. Early on, she picked up people like Alberto Rios and Sandra Cisneros. She's currently a professor at the University of Colorado in Boulder. Her new book, forthcoming from Arte Publico Press, is titled From the Cables of Genocide, Poems of Love and Hunger. Please welcome Lorna D. Cervantes.